WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 40 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council will be seeing representatives from the local cable and internet provider at a future meeting.
That's after seeing a video at last night's meeting. Homeowner Bob Reinhardt played what was caught on a surveillance camera. He says a technician who came out to check an internet outage put a tag on his door and stepped back to take a cell phone picture. Then the technician removes the door hanger and walks away.
They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. This one's worth a whole bunch more than that.
Mayor Carl Mooney agreed with the request from Councilman Jerome Rectorick to review the performance of the local provider.
I've had complaints from several members in newer portions of our community that they're unable to get cable and internet service. And so hopefully we can cover that as well.
Reinhardt called on the council to bring in another provider.
This won't happen if you have competition.
The council is also told the state and not the city controls the franchise agreement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What led the Bryan School Board to offer former Superintendent Tommy Wallace a buyout remains a secret. A Travis County District judge has approved a temporary injunction as Wallace continues to pursue a permanent ban on what the Attorney General's office determined could be released. Those records, among other things, contains evaluations done by 4 central office administrators. According to Wallace's lawsuit, what's contained and what the AG decided could become public would damage his professional reputation. WTAW News, looking for a response from Wallace, discovered he has put a block on his Twitter account. A screenshot is online at WTAW.com. 2 weeks into her new job as the leader of A&M's Health Science Center, Carrie Byington was testifying before the State Senate Finance Committee about bad news she got on her first day at work.
As a new leader...
Your phone rang as well.
It did. As a new leader facing budget reductions of over $50 million on day one, I'm naturally concerned.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp told the committee he remembered when he served in the Senate.
I remember when I was on this committee, I used to listen to all these people like me talking about, oh, the sky's falling, but the sky really going to fall if you pass this.
Dr. Byington says the Senate's proposal would cut $31 million from A&M's College of Medicine.
This level of reduction would end our ability to take 200 students per year. And it would jeopardize our ability to train the 800 students who are currently enrolled in our College of Medicine.
Dr. Byington also said one or more clinical campuses would close, along with the College of Pharmacy's program in College Station, and around 200 teaching and staff positions would be eliminated. The University of Texas talk of big and bold expansion into Houston is met with stern opposition from the highest-ranking member of the state Senate.
The dean of the Senate, John Whitmire of Houston, takes on UT Chancellor Bill McRaven for the purchase of nearly 300 acres of land that Whitmire calls an environmentally unsound field abandoned by the oil and gas industry.
There's a reason you're able to get 300 acres blocked up southwest of the dome, because no one else wants it.
Chancellor McRaven defended the move without explaining how it will be used.
And if you don't decide you're going to reach out and do something big and do something bold, then you no longer become a great University of Texas system.
The price tag for the land, over $200 million. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 40 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair.
For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly sunny through the morning. It'll become partly sunny this afternoon. Highs are going to be somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees. Clouds, they're going to be moving through the area tonight, will drop down to about 35 to 40. Any cloudiness will give way to clearing tomorrow. It'll be breezy. Highs are going to be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and breezy on Sunday. High Sunday afternoon between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin announced 9 new early commits for A&M football next season. We'll take a look at some of the prospects. Meanwhile, we'll look forward to the A&M men's and women's basketball games coming up this weekend. And Tiger Woods starts second round play at Torrey Pines, 11 shots behind Justin Rose. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yeah. Some old TV music here. Recognize that theme song? Sure you do. Or you might not. It was called Mannix. Mannix was the TV show.
I don't recognize that.
No, I know. It was a long time ago. It was like 1967 to 1975.
Okay.
On CBS. That's Joe Mannix. Well, the actor died. His name was Mike Connors. He was 91 years old. 50-year TV career. Guest starred in over 100 shows, including things like The Love Boat, which is what you do when nobody else wants you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he attended UCLA on a basketball scholarship and played for John Wooden.
Oh, so, wow. That's cool.
There you are. A little background right there.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about Tom Selleck this morning. Just like, if you missed the first hour, if you're one of those people who just doesn't get over to the radio by 7 o'clock, sometimes you miss some pretty cool stuff.
Some really cool things.
But Tom Selleck... they looked at Texas A&M for their daughter to go to school, and we talked to the lady who showed him around.
And, you know, I watch Blue Bloods regularly, and he's still great.
Well, yeah, it's that's a really good show from a family value standpoint.
Yep.
You know? Now, just to tie everything together, Bridget Moynihan, who plays his daughter, the one who's the assistant DA, you know, she has a son with Tom Brady.
Oh.
They have a 9-year-old son.
I didn't realize that was who. I knew he had another child.
Yep.
Not with Giselle.
Yep, that's right.
Really?
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well,
and yesterday, Bridget was on Live with Kelly.
Uh-huh.
I watch it, of course, every day.
All the time.
Yeah. Just want to let you know that.
Every single day.
That their 9-year-old son, Jack, not exactly a chip off the old block. Bridget says that actually he wants to be a professional soccer player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that, of course, could change at any time.
So,
sure.
You know. Yeah, it's called football in other places.
That's right, so that would be close enough.
Yeah,
don't know how dear old dad feels about all that. So, in what world do you have your – in what world does a service tech decide to take a picture of a door hanger and then take the door hanger off? That's – probably not good.
No.
How absurd.
I'm thinking that company probably is going to have a talk with that individual.
That individual probably won't have a job.
Well, that could very well be. Could very well be. And I'm sure that we'll hear from all that. But that's something that the College Station City Council took up last night. And apparently a citizen came in and showed some video of that. And
everyone's watching you.
That's right. That's right.
There's cameras everywhere.
Yep. So I'm sure it'll be game on one more time about all that.
But what was the thinking behind? Like, was it like, I only have so many of these door hangers, I got to take it with me for the next place?
Maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe not. But we'll.
Why would they do that? It's already on there. Your job's done. Just walk away after that.
And I'm going to believe that is an individual's decision rather than a company's decision.
Definitely.
To do that,
definitely.
You know? But the other thing that fascinated me, and so I'm going to have to dig into this, is why. Now, the franchise is given on the local level, is my understanding, that they must go in and talk to the city council, and the city council gives that franchise for service when it comes to cable. But they said that the state has control over this?
So yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I don't know when that happened, how that happened, because honestly, I mean, I do kind of do research here every once in a while. I'm furiously going through stuff about how many states do regulate cable as opposed to it being regulated on a level somewhat below that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find an FCC thing about that. Not to belabor the point, but I know there are a lot of people who have cable in their homes. And mm-hmm. I think, like anything else, you would like to have control as close to you as possible rather than it be on the state level if you can go in and, you know, talk to your city representatives
right.
and talk to them about that. I think that's
right.
probably
yeah, because this is the audio from the city's director of information technology, Ben Roper, talking about how the city no longer has control.
That was taken away from the city's authority, and it's now at the state level.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that reason was. I would believe that there are probably boys and girls on city councils all over the state who just as soon not have to deal with the anger that people have.
Right.
Again, it is pretty much a first world problem in that, you know, if your system ends up dropping out at a crucial time when you want to see who the selection was on The Bachelor.
Exactly. We've all seen the commercial.
Yes, exactly. So that's you know, that whole concept that's the most important thing that government provides us is probably ill-advised.
And it is a first-world problem. But you think about it with internet and people who maybe work from their home or
sure.
run a business out of their home. You know, internet can be very crucial.
Well, and I believe, and of course, we know, I mean, look, Suddenlink is the cable provider. We know that. And they advertise here, and you know that. And they do have 1 gig capacity or ability mm-hmm. here in Bryan-College Station, which is a little bit unusual. But I believe there's another provider out there that's also providing service at that at internet service only
gotcha.
At that level. So we're a little bit unusual in that situation. Now, if you want to go way, 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 way back, okay, so Scott's going to play the old guy now. We used to have two cable providers here a long time ago. One was Community Cablevision, which was a locally owned company, and one was called Midwest Video. And if memory serves me correctly, it cost $6 a month back then, but of course that was way back then, and you could get HBO for $4 more. You got everything for $10. And again, both systems had it, which made us very unusual. There were not many systems in America where you had two cable systems in the same cities that provided not only basic cable, but, or as they used to call it back then, community antenna service, CATV, that we had not only that, but also had the premium of HBO here. All right, enough of that. So is Texas UT system trying to buy swampland? Is
yep.
that what's going on?
Yep.
Really?
Man. It's got, like, radioactive. No, I'm just
well,
kidding.
Well, no, really. I remember when I moved to Beaumont, we were looking for a place to live, and so my boss drove us around and laughingly said, well, this is a great place. This used to be a salt dome here. And there were no trees, none. And Beaumont has trees, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, same deal. If the oil and gas industry is leaving that land, does the University of Texas really want to build on that?
Man.
Yeah, and that's what the Senate guy was
yeah.
saying. He
yeah.
was like, why do you think you can get it so cheap?
Sure.
No one wants it.
I mean, I know that the chancellor of UT has been in the military system for a long time, but I think he has to know that that exists. There's a reason that the price is so low.
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. Ooh, this sounds like a really bad story, but it ends up okay. More than 100 puppies were in a car crash.
I heard about this.
Yeah, 100 puppies rescued by state police after spilling onto New York interstate during an automobile crash. 103 puppies fell out of the overturned box truck on Interstate 86. Truck driver from Missouri said he was speeding in the passing lane and lost control of the vehicle, causing it to go up over the shoulder and overturn. 5 puppies sustained only minor injuries. All the other puppies didn't. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good mm-hmm. that they all made it and everything.
Kind of scary, but there.
Yeah.
But okay. Can you imagine that sight?
Yeah.
Puppies everywhere.
Really. Puppies spilling.
Puppies everywhere.
Puppies spilling everywhere. Be almost like raining tacos. But anyway. No, never mind. I'm not going to do that.
It's Friday.
So,
why
yeah,
not?
It is. Yeah. So, Chelsea.
Yes.
Last time you were at the big green coffee store?
Yep.
When
oh,
was that?
It would have been Tuesday.
Okay, well, because we're finding out apparently that your addiction to coffee every day could actually help you live longer.
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, probably next week we're going to have another story that tells us the complete opposite. But that's what's so great about having so many studies is that you just pick the one that you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll be okay with that.
I pick all the positive coffee ones.
Sure, and
yeah.
that's, I understand.
It's just like how people decide their politics these days.
Yeah, whatever happens to be working that day. So Stanford Medicine, and it's from Stanford.
Oh, so it's true.
It has to be true. Anyway, so they did some research, And they said that they are able to connect advanced age, systemic inflammation, cardiovascular disease, and coffee consumption all together. And basically, coffee can help safeguard you from the chronic inflammation process that happens when you become old, or as
nice.
They say, reach elderly status. Reach elderly status, which is a nice way to say growing old.
Yep.
So suck down the Java because it's helping your body fight that old age and deterioration
awesome.
That could wind up giving you heart disease and other changes that could take place before you die.
That's why I do it. Healthy heart.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, so there you are. And again, next week we'll probably have another story that says it's not true.
But until then, hold on, I'm going to go get some coffee.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. In the meantime, scariest story ever that's coming up in the next half hour.
Okay.
Next half hour.
I'll prepare myself.
Yeah, okay. And I've got another story I'll find in a little while that has to do with apparently business at Starbucks is down a little bit.
All right.
So we'll see. 7:21 on the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So let's say that you go to a restaurant and you see a critter that you probably shouldn't see. Okay.
Diner. Really, any critter in a restaurant.
Yeah, that's probably
right.
That's true.
Aside
from
like a service dog.
Yeah, if it's not a service animal, then yeah, it's probably right.
All right.
Anyway, a diner in a California restaurant got a big break on her bill last Thursday, claiming that she saw a rodent at the restaurant. A photo of the receipt from, this is what it's called, Fats Asia Bistro in Dim Sum Bar. It's called Fats. That's what they want to call it. Went viral after a friend of the customer posted it on her Facebook page. And that's what Facebook is for.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you can post a receipt from a restaurant where you've eaten is good when you can find that the customer received a $30, quote, seen rat, end quote, discount off her bill, totaling over $90.
Oh.
$90 is the bill. They give her a $30 discount because she saw a rat.
And it said that on the receipt?
Yes.
How about a $90 discount?
Yeah, that's
because
true.
That's gross.
Yeah. Although there were jokes about the incident online, the CEO of Fats Restaurant Group is on the offensive. The CEO said, in our 14 years, we have not experienced something like this before. That's something that the manager at the time thought was appropriate. We're learning a lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The woman's friend said she felt the rat running around her feet and notified the server. They notified the server. I'm just saying.
I would not want, go back to what you said, Brad, $30 discount. I'm thinking you better pay me money to not report you to the health department.
Hi, hate to bother you. I thought I'd let you know there was
a rat on my toe.
Rat running feet right there. No one came over to address the issue, but when the bill arrived, the horrifying event was simply noted with a discount. Health inspectors scrutinized the restaurant, said they found no evidence of rodent infestation.
She stayed and finished her meal. What is wrong with her?
Okay, those are the people we're dealing with.
Wow.
And that's California, and they want to stay part of the union.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, they wouldn't want to kill it.
No.
70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish, far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs at 725. Weather brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Going to be nice sunshine all the way through, well, looks like at least Wednesday of next week. High temperature, well, today about 56 or so, near 60 for Saturday. Sunday, same thing, up to 66 on Monday, and they're telling us right at 70 on Tuesday. So, but again, the good news is sunshine. Clear at night, so it's kind of chilly. We'll probably be down in the upper 30s for the next few days. And right now we have fair skies outside, winds out of the north at 9, and we have 41 out there.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda, home of the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. 2017 is a new year. Celebrate the new you by driving home a new Honda today. Lease the all-new 2017 HR-V Sporty Crossover for $189 per month, or lease the innovative 2016 CR-V for $199 per month, and the spacious 2016 Odyssey for $259 per month. Start your new year off the right way behind the wheel of a new Honda. Visit Allen Honda today, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In what's being called an extraordinary ruling, the state of New Jersey has overturned the will of voters who twice voted no on spending increases. Illegal immigration plays a role in this story. Now, here's what happened. Voters in New Jersey's Freehold Borough voted down two referendums that would allow a school expansion to relieve overcrowding. Overcrowding caused by the growing number of children who are here illegally. That's part of the surge of illegal minors that Obama and Homeland Security encouraged, knowing it would cause this kind of upheaval. In the Freehold School District, we're talking 500 children in just three schools. Now, the issue was brought before an administrative law judge. He basically said, screw the will of the voters. We need to expand the education budget anyway. The state's education commissioner, David Hespe, agreed, so the two of them decided by themselves that $32 million will be spent to accommodate children here illegally. The pain's going to be spread out. New Jersey taxpayers will pick up 85% of this. The locals in Freehold will pick up the remaining 15% on top of the taxes they already pay. Now, these American citizens are being told that their laws don't matter, and even worse, that their votes now don't matter. Just like California, they'll pick up the costs of illegality, like it or not. They have no voice, they have no vote, and they are not allowed to govern themselves when liberals are in charge.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to TrySoFi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at TrySoFi.com. That's TrySoFi.com. One more time, TrySoFi.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots and new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's cable and internet provider was in the spotlight at last night's city council meeting.
During citizen comments, homeowner Bob Reinhardt shared his experience with customer service about why the internet at his home had been disconnected.
And I inquired, why was my internet service disconnected and why didn't you at least tell me? When I finally got to talk to a technician or a service provider, he said that they had left a note on my door telling me and giving me a special phone number to call.
Then Reinhardt showed his security video of who he says was the technician who went to his house.
Oh, no way. Love the pictures.
That's the reaction of Mayor Carl Mooney after seeing Reinhardt's technician put a tag on his door, stepped back to take a picture of the tag with his cell phone, then removed the tag and walked away. Mooney and Councilman Jerome Rectorick were among those sharing complaints, but the city's Director of Information Technology, Ben Roper, says the city no longer has control.
That was taken away from the city's authority, and it's now at the state level.
The council will have a future workshop on cable and internet options, and the current provider will be asked to be part of the discussion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace can continue blocking the release of records he says will damage his professional reputation if they become public. That's after a Travis County District Judge Thursday afternoon approved a temporary injunction in Wallace's lawsuit against the Texas Attorney General and Bryan ISD. Wallace continues to pursue a permanent ban against the AG, which determined some records could be released. What Wallace doesn't want out, among other things, are evaluations written by former central office administrators. Those evaluations contained in what is described in Wallace's lawsuit as a binder were represented to him last September when he was advised to take a buyout, then told to surrender his district property. The only comment from Bryan ISD was a statement quoting, "We are awaiting a final resolution of this matter and hopefully soon." Looking for a response from Wallace following Thursday's court hearing, WTAW News discovered Wallace has blocked his Twitter account. The first day on the job for the new leader of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, she learned the state Senate wanted to eliminate funding special items. That means cutting $50 million from her budget, including $31 million from the College of Medicine.
Medicine would temporarily or permanently close one or more of our clinical campuses. The College of Pharmacy would close the College Station program. We could expect reductions of approximately 200 teaching faculty and staff across the health sciences.
Dr. Carrie Byington told the Senate's Finance Committee that would end the ability to take 200 students per year and jeopardize the ability to train the 800 students now at the college. President Michael Young told the committee special item funding goes towards the university's cyclotron.
Cyclotron is really one of the small number of cyclotrons in the United States. We not only use it, it leverages up our research grants and allows us to do remarkably sophisticated work, but it's also used by a number of companies here in the state.
Galveston's Sea Grant program is also funded by special item money.
The Sea Grant program is similar in some ways. Not only helps us spread the word about the interest in science throughout the state, it's really a statewide program. It's helped us save some of the maritime fishing industries in the state. It's been extremely valuable. And again, the contribution the state makes actually leverages up very considerable federal dollars that support that program.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who served on the committee, said, quote, "The sky is really going to fall if special item funding is eliminated." The day after the A&M presentation, the Senate Finance Committee had significant opposition to the University of Texas System's $200 million expansion into Houston.
State Senator John Whitmire first attacked the secret purchase of the 300 acres southwest of the Dome.
It's environmentally unsound. This is nothing but you, in my judgment, bailing out some land speculators.
Whitmire even calls the plans fiscally irresponsible.
Taking valuable resources that need to be used, whether it be Austin, Galveston.
UT System Chancellor Bill McRaven and defended the acquisition as a big and bold risk.
If I am not able to demonstrate that moving forward with this project is of value to the University of Texas system, then I'll follow the direction of the Board of Regents.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And there's a third lawsuit against Baylor over the school's handling of sexual assault allegations involving the football team. A former financial aid officer, Lynn Kenyon, filed the federal lawsuit claiming Baylor fired her in retaliation after she sought to reinstate a football player's scholarship. Kenyon argues Baylor violated federal Title IX protections when she was fired last year. The lawsuit says the unnamed football player filed an appeal after Baylor revoked his scholarship under the claim he wasn't truthful about his academic standing at a prior school. Kenyon says Baylor had also raised concerns about a sexual assault claim against him. Kenyon was a chairwoman of an appeals committee that determined the claims were unsubstantiated. Baylor says in a statement that her lawsuit is without merit. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 40 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning, it's 7:37, Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather, it's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your business, Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's some sunshine.
Mostly sunny through the morning. It'll become partly sunny this afternoon. Highs are going to be somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees. Clouds, they're going to be moving through the area tonight, will drop down to about 35 to 40. Any cloudiness will give way to clearing tomorrow. It'll be breezy. Highs are going to be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine and breezy on Sunday. High Sunday afternoon between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at a few of the new early commits for A&M football next season. Meanwhile, we'll look at the details from some of last night's college basketball games from around the country. And in the NBA, Russell Westbrook and the Thunder took down the shorthanded Mavericks. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We're hanging out in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. You can call us. You can text us anytime. 979, if you're going to text, just use the area code, 979-695-1620. If you're calling, you don't have to do the area code unless you're calling from far, far away.
And someone did just text us a great recommendation. They think that Scott should sing the Nationwide commercials like Peyton Manning does.
Could probably do just as well, right? Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. Pinky in the Brain, is that a TV
yes.
show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caller said that they thought that's what the whole rat thing was about. Pinky in the Brain.
Trying to take over the world.
Trying to take over the world. Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. All right. So we were talking about the Big Green Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday they said that success of their mobile ordering and pay app, you use that, do you know?
Yes.
Okay. Has created a new challenge.
Oh, yeah?
Since the lines at the cash register have now become lines at the pickup counter.
Yeah.
They said that they had 3% growth over the last quarter, but analysts were expecting 4%, resulting in a fifth quarter of lower results. See, that's complicated. Well, third, fourth, fifth. It's a, okay, they had a 3% increase in the last quarter. They were expecting a 4% increase, and what they're saying now is over a five-quarter period, they've had lower results. and dropping shares of the coffee giant to 4% in after-hour trading. Just saying.
So lines at the pickup counter.
Is that a hassle? Well, are you doing it through
there? Well, but it tells you how much time approximately it's going to take.
Ah.
And then it tells you how far away you are.
Okay.
And it even asks you, are you sure you want to order? Your drink may be ready before you get there. Kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you get there, you know, if you order and then you're walking in as you order, yeah, you're still going to have to wait.
Right.
Because it just goes into a ticket line.
Okay.
I don't know. That's interesting.
But again, doesn't that tell you the firstest of first world problems?
Yeah.
And U.S. America,
right,
after all?
You mean we have to wait?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, is it's still better than going in and waiting in line to order and then waiting in line at the pickup bar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or you could just get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah. Or you could go to McDonald's and pay 50 cents.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or we have any number of locally owned coffeetorium.
I'm excited. I'm going to a local place this morning.
Okay.
And after the show.
Yeah.
Meeting a friend for coffee, and they do artwork in their lattes.
Well, you can say it.
1541.
Okay.
It's on Brothers behind the College Station Walmart.
Oh, I've seen that place.
Yep, a little Italian pastry and coffee place.
They do artwork?
They do artwork. Okay. So I got a Snoopy in my latte last week.
Cool.
It was awesome. They're really, really talented.
Excellent.
And sometimes they put other animals and all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Takes a little bit, but, you know.
That's
getting,
all right.
Yep.
Most importantly, it's local.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's another new one in a building out south of town.
Go-Go.
That's it. Thank
Go-Go
you.
Go-Go Coffee Company.
And it's spelled like Van Gogh, right?
Yes. Go-Go. Yep. So. And they're good, too. I've been there as well.
And we're not trying to leave anybody else out that's local. It's just those are the two that we came up with.
Yep.
All right. Who doesn't like
bacon?
Right.
Dumb people.
Yep. And who could describe that entire situation better than Homer Simpson?
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Oh, yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here, I'll grab this first.
Okay.
Hello?
They did a nice version of The Scream in my coffee.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. For the first time ever, so this is the most disturbing story I think I've ever done, okay?
All right.
For the first time ever, scientists have grown an embryo that is part pig, part human.
Oh, I heard about this.
They're celebrating this. Do you understand? They are celebrating this.
Yes.
The experiment, which was described yesterday in the journal Cell, C-E-L-L, involves injecting human stem cells into the embryo of a pig, implanting the embryo in a female pig, and allowing it to grow. After 4 weeks, the stem cells have developed into the precursors of various tissue types, like heart, liver, neurons, and a small fraction of the pig developing was made up of human cells. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Washington Post calls this human-pig hybrid dubbed Chimera. That's the mythical creature with the lion's head and the goat's body
and
the serpent's tail. Yes, that's a very good word for it. Researchers describe the embryo as, quote, highly inefficient, end quote. It was the most successful human-animal chimera and called a significant step forward in the development of animal embryos with functioning human organs.
Mm-hmm.
I just said those words.
Have they never seen the Island of Dr. Moreau?
Yeah, really. Some researchers hope that one day doctors may be able to grow human tissue using chimera embryos in farm animals. The goal would be making organs available for sick humans who might otherwise wait years for a transplant. The technique, amazingly, not without controversy. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. Because, the common name for this sort of a thing is, I don't know, an abomination?
Yes. But, guys, science starts somewhere.
Interesting name, though, Chimera, because those usually known for, in mythology, destroying things?
Hello?
Yeah, would they put a new definition for putting lipstick on a pig?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Don't they use pig heart valves for certain things?
Right, yeah. Hello?
I know this is different.
Hey.
Yeah,
Good morning. It sounds like now we can finally create what Al Gore was scared of on South Park. We can get Man Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig.
I'm super serial, guys.
Man Bear Pig.
And you're right. And I do not have a family member who needs that kind of technology right now. And God forbid any of us ever gets into that situation.
Right.
I understand where they're going with this. Mm-hmm. I got that. I know that the... You know, pigs were used for a lot of the insulin research as they were getting that put together to help diabetics.
Sure.
And stem cell research is amazing stuff, but wowie zowie.
What makes this different is that this is the combination of pig and human DNA.
We're all mammals.
Yeah, we are, right.
PETA is going to have a heyday.
Oh, you know, you're right. There,
a heyday or a bacon day?
Bacon day, I'm just saying. So... look at the pig differently, I suppose.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to
do. Well, Brad, you should be celebrating. Aren't you a pig?
That's right.
In the Chinese zodiac.
Oh, that's right. It's the Chinese New Year.
My
Good.
People will soon take over the earth. Yeah. You'll have to look in the cubicle next to you and give babe a nod.
Hello.
Yeah, on the light side about that combination, have you visited a local cafetorium recently?
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, while we're continuing with disquieting things... new study found that U.S. American girls...
Wait, that was your scary story?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not giving me nightmares. Go ahead. Continue, because I know where you're going with this story
All right. Well, think about it, though. All right. Young U.S. American girls are less likely than boys to believe their own gender is the most brilliant.
Yep.
That really bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
Yeah.
Obviously.
As it should, right. While all five-year-olds tended to believe that members of their own gender were geniuses, by age six, that preference has diminished in girls.
Mm-hmm.
A difference that researchers attribute to the influence of gender stereotypes.
Yeah, so basically scientists told kids a story about a really, really smart person and then asked them to choose who the smart person was based on photos of men and women.
Okay.
The five-year-olds picked their own gender, but by the sixth, the time they were six, six-year-old girls were less likely to pick a photo of a woman.
Now, the problem I have with this is, okay, that's unfortunate.
Right.
But where was it 20 years ago?
True.
I mean, let's think about the entire curve. Rather than take a snapshot, mm-hmm. let's look at 10 years. Let's look at 20 years.
Right, and let's see where they are by the time they're 12.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, by the time, because, you know, now at this point, I would definitely pick a woman.
But, yeah. Well, and the
but
other
I don't
thing
remember
is,
what I would have chosen as six.
Well, that's also kind of, I think, part of the part that I thought, that's what makes it kind of a flawed study in my mind, is that, you know, you're asking them to just straight up guess. There's a 50% chance.
Right. Now, where my question is, what changes between that 1 year of five and six?
I don't think anything.
School?
Because I don't think it's necessary. I don't think they're necessarily saying, you know, by making the choice of a man or a woman that they think that gender is better.
No.
I think they're just making a choice.
Chelsea hit it.
School.
That's it. Girls finally start hanging around boys, and even at that age, they realize how stupid we are.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Do you have plans this weekend? If not, you have a unique opportunity to create memories that your family may never forget. An article I read in the Wall Street Journal suggests that our favorite memories often come from unexpected or unplanned moments. I've personally found that to be true. I'm a pretty spontaneous person, and I've seen firsthand the wonderful memories that spur-of-the-moment adventures can create. My boys will probably never forget the time we went to a NASCAR race in Disneyland in the same day. Every so often, throw caution to the wind and do something unexpected or out of the ordinary with your family. Take a surprise trip out of town this weekend or spend Saturday morning involved in a community activity you've never done before. Camp out in the backyard or stop and watch a random Little League game. If your idea bombs, don't worry about it. Your time together will probably be even more memorable, and you'll laugh together. Now, you might be one of those who just has to plan ahead. My wife is wired like that. She enjoys schedules that are well thought out, lists of every kind. And that's why I'm sharing these thoughts with you today, Friday, so you have a few hours to think through ideas while keeping some of the spontaneity alive. The best memories don't come about from weekend after weekend of the same old thing, but from unexpected or unplanned moments. So if you didn't have plans for the weekend, I hope you do now. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, for A&M football, 9 standout players have signed financial agreements with Texas A&M and are enrolled for the spring semester, Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin announced. Among those enrolled at Texas A&M for the 2017 spring semester are 4-star wide receiver Jamon Osmond out of Houston, quarterback Connor Blumrick of Pearland, and quarterback Kellen Mond of San Antonio. Also for A&M, a record 335 student-athletes were recognized for making the AD Honor Roll for achieving a grade point average of 3.0 or better in the fall of 2016. The overall number is a new record and marks the third semester in a row to establish a higher mark. For A&M men's basketball, the team takes on number 18 West Virginia tomorrow in Morgantown. Tip-off scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame set for 10:30, and you can catch it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the women head to Starkville to face Mississippi State on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pregame for that one will be at 2:45, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, John Davis had 19 points, and Charlotte rallied from a 14-point halftime deficit to beat North Texas 82-81 last night. The 49ers had 6 players score in double figures and made 17 of 18 free throws in the second half, including all 13 in the final 3 minutes when they rallied to take the lead. Meanwhile, in Spokane, Washington, Nigel Williams-Gaw scored 25 points as undefeated and third-ranked Gonzaga routed San Diego 79-43, clearing one obstacle to a possible number one ranking next week. Jonathan Williams added 13 points and 12 rebounds for 21-0 Gonzaga, which has the nation's longest winning streak at 21 games. In the NBA,
Russ has 12 on the shot clock. Will he take another shot? We'll see. Guarded by Finney Smith. Wide left, arcs to three. That's up. He got a finishing touch, Trey, and skips back. The force with 45, including 17 fourth quarter points. You got to love it, baby.
Russell Westbrook scored 45 points to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the shorthanded Dallas Mavericks 109-98 last night. The NBA scoring leader made 16 of 29 shots after being named an All-Star Reserve earlier in the night. He had 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Out on the ice, Patrick Sharp scored twice for the second time in 5 games, and the Dallas Stars rallied from an early 2-goal deficit to beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3 last night. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin also scored for Dallas, which stopped a 3-game losing streak. For NASCAR, Michael Waltrip says next month's Daytona 500 will be his last NASCAR race. Waltrip is a two-time Daytona 500 winner, and the February 26 race will mark his 30th career start in the Great American Race. And in San Diego,
well, Tiger Woods for his bogey inside the right edge, and that drops, so Tiger will head to the second plus one.
Tiger Woods starts second-round play at the Farmers Insurance Open, 11 shots behind leader Justin Rose. In his first PGA Tour competition in 17 months, Woods finished with a 4-over-76 at Torrey Pines yesterday. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. We're talking Team of Navasota for our sports sponsor. And, well, a lot of times they do the deal of the day. They gave away cars every Friday for a while. And right now, they're moving pickup trucks and lots of them. Team Ford of Navasota, just a short drive here from BCS. Head south and you can check out the most amazing line of the Ford F-150, the Super Duties, and a whole lot more on the lot, including Texas Custom Outfitters, where you can get anything done to that truck that you want. They'll lift them, they'll put the big tires on them, rims, grill guards, roll bars, the whole nine yards, all available and rolled into your financing with Texas Custom Outfitters and Team Ford of Navasota. Obviously, they carry Fords and a whole lot more with their used car lot. So make the short trip, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
I'm always talking about how stressful the home buying or selling process is, but it's not just stressful, really. For somebody who's not in the business, it can be kind of boring. I mean, who spends their time just going over the numbers and trying to figure out what's going on in the market and things like that? Is that a hobby for a lot of people? Well, it may or may not be a hobby for the good people over at Zweiker & Associates. Either way, they know what they're doing because that is what they do over there. They know all about the numbers. They know all about the market. They know all about what's going on to make your buying and selling process a lot easier for you, a lot less stressful. And they take care of all the hard stuff, all the boring stuff, all the stuff that, let's be honest, you'd rather have somebody else deal with. They're the people who do it. And not only do they do it, they enjoy doing it because they like making that experience better for you. Get in touch with them. ZARealEstate.com is where you do it. They're the experts. They have all the numbers. They have all the tips and tricks that you need. ZARealEstate.com. Go online. Get in touch with them at ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Couple of minutes till Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The most common phobias. The most common phobias. See how you're doing here. This is from the National Mental Health Association.
All right.
According to those folks, most psychiatric illnesses in women and men fall within the ages of 25 and over. So there we go. We're all headed toward that.
Okay.
Number 10 would be death. Okay. Number 9 is thunderstorms. Number 8 is cancer. There's a tie between number 6, which is vomiting and heights.
Okay. Which one might cause the other.
That's
okay.
True. Number 5, confined spaces. Number 4, open spaces.
Oh.
People are, that's agoraphobia.
Yeah.
People are more scared of open spaces than confined. Number 3, fear is flying, or phobia. Number 3, phobia is flying. Number 2, people and social situations.
Oh.
Number 1, guess, number 1?
Public speaking.
No, that was the social situation.
Oh, that's the number 2.
Ah,
okay.
Gotcha.
Spiders.
Ooh, arachnophobia.
Yeah, so there. So death.
That's number 1?
Death at number 10 and spiders at number 1.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah.
Not sure what that means.
It's more likely to see a spider than to run into death.
Well, yeah. Well, you don't, yeah. And you only do the death thing once.
And the
spiders can happen a lot.
The social thing being way up there, way up there above death is also like that Jerry Seinfeld joke where he talks about how that means most people would rather be in the coffin than up on stage giving the eulogy.
That's right. That's true. Yeah. Bryan Cranston's going back to Broadway. He's going to do Network.
Okay.
If you ever saw the movie, the guy who says, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. That's Howard Beale. Okay. And Bryan Cranston's going to do that. So that's going to be on Broadway. Heinz has announced that they are giving their employees the day off after the Super Bowl.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I guess they figured that their productivity, and they're not. It's not even in Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh's not even in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I'm guessing that that's what their thought is there.
So, okay.
Good for them.
Yeah. Starting a movement. I like it, Hines.
We'll be there, though. We'll be here for you. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. We'll show up. By the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging out with the Pope this week.
Cool.
Which is it, because, I mean, Pope's already got a gig, right?
Sounds like the beginning of a joke. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Pope walked into a bar.
Anyway, he's got a gig, but Arnold went into the team, so there you are. 56 for a high temperature today with lots of sunshine all week long, actually all the way till Wednesday of next week. It'll be okay. 41 right now, WTAW College Station Prime, 8 o'clock.